begin the current daven set the human daven nun begin on another begin says the master begin with the gemara isra bisk nafnu rabam. He asked, it says in the pasuk voitzis kol apar. So Tosis and Tosis says hocham mashma. From here it sounds like the lamandam and according to one that says afilu b'damishal par that even after the shechitim and the blood of the par that mikri par is called par seemingly afilu achazrika. That would be even after the spraying of the blood, because the high crow, this person that we're asking about Mount Omer, it's La'achaz Rika. We're just talking about after the blood was sprayed, we're talking about the blood was done. And now you take out the limbs to be burnt outside of the Machna. Matthias is bothered. But the Baruch Lelgebe Pesach, but this that we asked by the Krabben Pesach, when we had asked him that Mount Omer, we said, actually, Yizrik Rebele, why are we doing only until when it's alive, until it's Shepherd? It should be until the Zrika. Sounds like, that even that mandam would only hold after the shechita, but not after the zrika. So it says no. Lamishim lachas zrika lemikri says not because after the blood is sprayed, it's not called se anymore. No, as we see from our gemara. Lamishim the bus is zrika. The reason there simply is because after the blood is sprayed, the asa ikka kapori already did the primary atonement. So b'mayi hei nimnalav. How could you be counted or removed from it? Vesula mikri ba'alav. You're not called anymore. The ba'alav anymore. So it's a technical reason over there. But of course, it would be even after the blood is sprayed, as the gemara is saying, a par or a se. Continuing the exercise, the master begins with the Gemara, and that's Parachatas Vesir HaChatas, where you see it's still called Par, again, even after the Shechita. Now, says Taisus, Vahachalik Meme, he couldn't say which Taisus is bothered by a question. Why don't you give the same answer you give just for the previous line, the same type of a question? Sheyetzis Kula just means to take it all out. Like you said, Komasha Nishim and Apar Sheikfar, maybe it's whatever left over from the Par that was, but not that it's right now. And that says Taisus, no. But like Siv Kol, it doesn't say Kol Ketiv Siv Parakar Mashiach, like it says Parakar Mashiach, but you could say, it means whatever's left over. But here, seemingly that wouldn't be a good approach to answer that you see still called the power, even after the blood is sprayed, even after the animal is already shechted. Now, at that time, Siv Adolai Parak, why didn't the Gemara ask my Balakach Medam HaPar? Why didn't ask from the Pasig by the Parim Kippurim, Medam HaPar, that you see that the blood of the power is called a par? I said, Tosis, no, because the Itzrach Likadushin Perek Beis Zvachim. You need it, as the Gemara says in the second Perek Zvachim, of Chofeim Beis, for a different drasha. Hatsoim is not par, but someone nicks the ear of the bull. The Akka Kibudome, although it was after the Shechita, but before he received the blood, Pasal's invalid. Why? Shemet says in the Pasal, Midam HaPar, from the blood of the bull, meaning HaPar Sheikfar, the bull that was already there, Pirish Michaim, that has to be like it was when it was alive, which was Adamum, and therefore we already use it for a different drasha, why we're saying the word par, and therefore it's not there to tell us this idea that the Dama Par is also called Par. Ketiv next test, the master begins with the Gemara, Chatas Tzibri. That, it's not a Chatas of a Yochad, it's a Chatas of a Tzibur. And therefore, the level of Misa, so it's not going to Misa, so if you can't ask your question, and saying, how could the other Kohen go to take over? Because it's not being left to die. So it's Tzibri, it's a wonder to me. A Chatas Tzibri, but it's still difficult. Nehidal Aslam Misa, right, although it's not going to be left to die, but it is left to graze, still have some blemish. Rabbi Shimon will come on, because even according to Rabbi Shimon, who says later on, name Chatas Tzibur Mesa, he's the man who says that it doesn't have to die, but coming U.S. Shisabi says it's left to graze and build up the blemish. So how does that help? You can't use it either way. That's a Taisus. Venerally, it appears to me, the Ashlamut, you could say it's like this, that he read Rabbani. Rabbi Shimon says that it has to be left to graze. That's only rabbinic law. So therefore, what's the difference? It still has to be left to graze. No. But like Gazel Kain, he'll come on. Therefore, the Rabbani were not geyser on this Allah Kabriya, only which is similar to what the Gemara brings later on, the case of Neskaba Bala Ba'achal Gamri, if the only gets to come with another one totally, or Kivin the Kiyitzim of a Chatas Yachad makes it since the equivalent by the Chatas of an individual. If he had a Kapar with another one totally, then we'd be left to die. So then the equivalent by the Tzibur, okay, we're going to, although it's not Mesa, we're going to say it's left to graze. Aval Hocha, but over here, Dolei Mesa called Bala Lava Gamri. We're here, you don't really have, even really, the primary Halacha, the Chatas Mesa Bala, totally. Because this kapar from his power is not just for himself, it's for all the kahanim, they're still alive. Moreover, the kohen gadol acham amun adakta, we have another kohen gadol that's taking his place. It's not so comparable to the case of a chatas that meis baleo by a chatas of a yachid, because again, we still have some people left, so therefore, like God's just therefore, in this case, they weren't geyser. Between the next test, the begin with the gemara of par helm shal tzibur. We mentioned the bull of the lapse of awareness of the tzibur or tzibur, but it's kachav, which is the equivalent halacha by when there's a regarding a avodah zarah, but then they bring a he-goat. Now, to the point, there's an interesting discrepancy. So, b'chol dufta nukat par. Whenever we mention the helm davish al tzibur, we always mention par, lashon yachar is singular. Yet, it's kachav, when we mention the he-goats, when the judges ruled, the Sanhedrin ruled erroneously regarding a avodah zarah, mentioned Sir, but it's called Mishalash Ram, plural. But Tamu says, it's a wonder, because am I? Why would that be? He commanded a pair of Haris, it was going like the Mandam in the first pair of him, and after Chol Shevi, Vishavi, maybe Sir, but it's come every single tribe would have to bring their own. He goes for the mistaken Avodah Zarah. Allah and Akhil Ram, that's why it's in the plural. Sam Kain, Yemen Nami pre Helm Dabr, so then should say the plural also regarding Helm Dabr, because the Sri Lady hold. The Bashar Mitz is the same, is equivalent regarding other Mitz, the Chol Shevi, Vishavi, might be power. Every single tribe has to bring a power. So that's why merely it seems to me the Sri Lay that he holds. Yeah, Kol Shevi Shevi may be Sar. You're right. Every single tribe brings their own Higo. Why doesn't it say pre-helm dub in the plural? Because it's not clear. Why? Because the Asal Mittel Mim, a person might come to make a mistake and to say, you can say Siri and the plural pre. You might think to say pre is also another bull, which is that of the Tzibra that they bring by the Zara. And so it's not the case. Because the Oila, but that's an Oila. And therefore, it does not have this halacha. It's not like a chatas. So, because the market power, therefore, it says in the single part, the latest somebody don't come to make a mistake. It's only by one case by the power of the tzibah, not by the pre of that when they bring the cat when they bring the power of the oila by that of avodah zarah. Tinnik says the master begins with the gemara, but tani but was on the brayso so partially gimmick kippurim. It says it clearly, not like the gemara's previous answer, the bull of the yom kippurim. B'shalosh yom kippurim v'chulu etc. So you can't say, oh, that power doesn't really mean that of Yom Kippur. Ahokh is in Rashi. This is Rashi's girsa. B'sfarim Yishan, yes, but in some of the old texts it says, not Ba'atanya, but Ba'hokh Tanya, but we learn. It says, Taisa, Lahokh Lagasin, and the reason why Rashi does not have that girsa is because the Ba'hokh Tanya Mashma, those words sound like Ba'hokh Tanya Be'Braish, that's in Kfar, but we learned this in the Braish that we already brought before. B'Zayna, that can't be the case. Dimasan Yahokh, if that's what the words of the previous Braish had said, that power should make you poor, should make you poor, but my tummy curse. What was the Gemara's original mistake? The Shalom Levi says, oh, it's going on Asar. Yom Kippur is only going on Asar, not of Shem Kippur, because power is talking about a power Hamdab Bishal Tibur. How could he say that? Levadi about Tanya Gassin, rather, Gizem must be like Rashi says, Bahatanya, which will Braisa Achritihi Ba'almad the Tanya Haki, some other Braisa that says, the Vlavi Hidalehi, and it's not the one that we had brought previously. The next test, the Master begin with the words of the Gemara, the Nafkimina. And what's the difference if it's considered shal shodfin or shal tibur, it's the same thing. So the Gemara, no, the lemesik han pabara, there is enough kamina regarding the kaham should not bring their own type of carbon when it's a helm dover shal tibur, because it's not considered kahal. But they are shodfin, and that's why I have to say the word shodfin. Now, says the Gemara, hadla come in this that we didn't say a different, the naf kamina, I can tell you a different ramification. La dura tarim, if you have to have tohar kahanim to do the vaida, and that is the e carbon tibur, who, if it's considered carbon tibur, lemadrina, then we don't try to get someone else that's tahar, that is lamandam tumah hu shehi b'tzibur. According to the opinion, at least, that holds that tumah is carte blanche, is totally permitted to be done instead of tumah in the tzibur. Whereas vidya shushanu, but if it's only considered that of partners, madrina, then you do try to find tarkan. Because the mash perikam, like you find the first paragraph of the base, the dafka b'tzibur hetahi. Only when it's that of a carbon tzibur is considered heter. B'sulay, not nothing more. Libishal yachab libishal shufan, not from a single individual, not even that of partners. And moreover, Rav the Achas Rilei Hasam, Rav over here, who we're quoting, he's the one who holds over there, Tomei Hetzi Ibn Tzibur, it's considered Hetzer. So according to him, which that's the mandam we're going in, that would be Nafkemin, if it's Tzibur Shutman. We're going to say, Hutra or not? So it says, Bishim, as you can say, is Meshum Yerb Shimon, Kama Hacham, but it's Yerb Shimon, who the Gemara quotes over there, that says, Inchat Tzibur Mesa, he's the mandam we're holds. Not like if you do that, Achat Tzibur is Mesa, he holds, it's not Mesa. So, and Betar Legin, Amidvar, we have to edit in his words too. Oh, it's not just in chata tzibur mesa, it's in chata shutfin mesa. Now, well, the day, according to him, lo nafkamin immediately in tumah does not make a difference if it's tzibur shutfin regarding laws of tumah, because it's real labor, very kama. Shimon, he holds his burden in the first part of Amba, is a tumah tchuyi, but tzibur, it's only overridden and not of hutras, and therefore there wouldn't be any nafkamin regarding tzibur or that of shutfin, and that's why the Gemara does not say that as a nafkamin.